it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Food Chap, Chef Cisco Navi, Ritz-Carlton, Half Moon Bay. Chef, my friend, salut, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? I hope you're doing great. I'm here really, really happy to see you again. Welcome back to your home.
Well, my home. My home with wine. Let's raise a glass to each other and to the Ritz. Ritz-Carlton here. Cheers, Chef. Cheers. I never drink alone. Here we go. Mmm. Oh, my word. A gift from the gods right there. Chef, as I always ask, what are we drinking?
We are drinking a beautiful 2023 Chardonnay from Beauregard Winery here in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's a local producer that we love to partner with.
And they are big partners coming up, a big event here, the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay. Taste of Half Moon Bay, Beauregard, your wine partner. Really a hop, skip, and a jump from here. Santa Cruz Mountains, not too far away. What do you love about their wine, Chef? What do you love about the Beauregard wines?
Honestly, I love the locality and the person who does it. Like the owner of the winery, it's a very, very nice person that comes here very often. And we have lovely talks, and we talk about life, wine, food, what else to talk?
More importantly. Give a little name drop. Who we talk? Who's the winemaker? Can we name the name? Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan Beauregard. Yeah. He's the owner. It's amazing to have him here sometimes. He always tries the menus before we even put them out. So it's amazing.
Well, Chef Ryan, winemaker Ryan, you're my new best friend because I love what's in the glass here. We're drinking the Chardonnay, Chef, but we also have the Pinot Noir from the Santa Cruz Mountains. They make perfect Pinots as well.
Yeah, perfect Pinot. So it's an amazing weather what they have to produce these gorgeous wines. And we like to take care of it. We like to partner with them and enjoy.
Well, the bounty of Half Moon Bay and the region here, incredible wines. Wines from literally over the hill there in Santa Cruz. But the farms here, Taste of Half Moon Bay coming up in one night. You're showcasing wines, but also the farmers, showcasing the bounty of the region. Who's your partner? Who's your partner when it comes to the produce for Taste of Half Moon Bay?
So now we found a beautiful community of farmers that they are called Brisa Ranch. They have amazing produce that we love to go and see almost every week. We are handpicking every ingredient for this event, and we love to give them some visibility in the local area to showcase what they do, that they do an incredible job, and I think everyone should know about it.
Well, Chef Cisco, this is my favorite time of the year. I love the bounty in the fall. We're in September here. So what should we be excited about? What will be on the menu? What will those who get to come and enjoy this great dining experience here at the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay, what will they get to enjoy?
So we're going to start with some cold dishes. Then we're going to go to some hot starters. We will start with the last tomatoes of the season, this Indian summer that we have here in the coast.
The best.
It's amazing. That's going to give us amazing tomatoes as well. We have beautiful artichokes, eggplant, broccolini that just starting to grow now. It's really, really unbelievable product that we're going to be showcasing.
And of course, we're on the coast. We think seafood. How will seafood show up on the menu at all?
We're going to have a beautiful paella.
You say paella?
Yeah, I say paella. I'm putting some touch because it's how really I want to. I'd like to enjoy seafood, everything that has to do with the sea, and it just enhances what we are trying to showcase. We're going to have two gigantic paellas going on, cooking live in front of everyone for them to enjoy the process.
I love it. I picked the wrong weekend to be out of town. And of course, Chef Cisco, from your homeland, paella is a big deal.
is a big deal. So that's why we are not nervous, because we've been done plenty. But we are really excited about this day, and to show everyone how it's truly a paella made from a Spanish person.
Well, listen, great wines, great food, a great setting. The dinner is going to be right outside, is that correct? Talk about the setting. When those who come to enjoy Taste of Half Moon Bay, what's the setting all about? Where will it be?
The setting will be one large table. We're going to do it family style. Yeah. I love everyone to share, to enjoy, to don't be shy. So grab all you want. Of the food, the beautiful produce, seafood that we're going to have. We're going to be doing some steps of service, of course. We are not going to rush anyone, but I think it's going to be a great evening.
Well, you know, friends, those listening, if you ever heard of Outstanding in the Field, they do these incredible outdoor dinners, big long table, white tablecloths. It's such a spectacle. So to have this kind of experience here, you're looking at the ocean, you're on the property here at the Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay, bucolic coastside experience. Chef, let's talk Navio. Navio right here. You've been here, more than 6 years now. What's the Navio experience about today?
The Navio experience right now, we are finishing this summer with a very, very nice menu. We are showcasing some spot prawns, local spot prawns. They are amazing.
Yes, please.
We have a very nice grouper, Pacific grouper that we are cooking right now. We just discovered the Rosewood Ranch. It's a Wagyu, American Wagyu, that we really fell in love. I mean, it's the most tender and flavorful thing we ever put on the menu. And some pasta with the best produce we can get right now, with some chanterelles as well from the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh my gosh. Royally spoiled here at Navio Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay. Friends, come one, come all. Chef, I'll let you have the last word. For those who've not yet bought the tickets, there are just a few tickets left for Taste of Half Moon Bay. The date for your diary, Friday, September 19th, an evening. Create memories. Here's my suggestion. Get your ticket for dinner. Get a room. Stay the night. Stay the weekend. Where do people go to get the ticket, Chef?
They go to Open Table. They go to the reservations for special events and just make a reservation. We have just a few left, so be fast.
Well, once this interview airs, we're going to send you over the top. Friends, I'll put a link below. And again, Chef, last word. Why should people come and enjoy a taste of Half Moon Bay here at the Ritz-Carlton?
People should come to really re-fell in love with what's the coast in California, this beautiful part of our place, the Bay Area, that is really, I mean, I fell in love. I came from the other part of the world, and I just want people to experience that. And if they did in the past, they will really fall in love with it.
Chef Cisco Simon, good to see you, Chef, my friend. Muchas gracias. Thank you so very, very much. Friends, do yourself a favor. Get your tickets for Taste of Half Moon Bay, Friday, September 19th. You'll be happy you did. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.